Joe.
Everybody shut up. It's time for the game.
That blows my mind.
Everybody
My microphone. What are
you saying?
He gave my address out on Facebook.
Did he dox you?
I don't know. Jesus is coming?
If you say another word, you're out of here. And I was like, yeah, well, you're terrible, so.
You think you could kill that cat barehanded if it came at you?
No.
Oh, I think yes.
And this is Pod Bless.
Bam!
The draft's coming at you.
This is our draft live show.
Thursday.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Bum, bum, bum,
see?
Bum.
Did bum, he move it?
Bum, bum, bum,
no, you're still there.
Bum, 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 bum.
I can zoom it in. Do you want to fix that so he doesn't show in there, Joey?
No, it's fine. It's whatever.
I was going to say. I mean, I'm it's not whatever. Centered. Am I centered, Noah?
Not really.
Yeah, see, when you moved it a second ago, I think it's not centered. So if you want to make it centered, you can.
I didn't move it. Centered would make it worse. It would be putting it toward Brent.
Oh. Never mind then. We'll just work with it.
Oh, my gosh.
We're good.
Okay.
I can't do it.
How's it going, everybody out there in podcast land? How's it going in there? Oh, wow. You're really going now. Oh, you're really making this thing now. Oh, man.
You still look great.
It's fine.
You still look
anyway,
great.
Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Pod Bless Podcast, whether it be live, commenting in with us like you're a guest on the show, or if you're checking it out later after the audio goes up, we appreciate you being a part of the show.
And we are not watching the draft over our shoulders.
Well, I think everybody knows you guys would be. I know I'm not, because I don't have any clue where those teams
Bengals
are.
Bengals goes, what did you say, 16?
Is that Cincinnati?
What?
I'm joking. It's just a sea.
a sea of what?
A sea of men.
It is, I mean.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's Hallelu. Raining men.
Hallelujah.
NFL, man. That's how they do. They rain them in.
There has never been a female NFL player, right?
Rain them in.
Have you guys taken in a baseball game this year?
In person? Or just on TV?
I did tonight.
On person? No. I mean like the Reds.
No, I have not been to a game, but I have watched games.
It was pretty intense. T-ball is no joke. First grade T-ball.
I agree. Cooper and I went last night to the Reds game.
Oh, good. Season tickets?
He gets a ball every time he goes to that stadium.
I don't get it.
Foul ball right to him?
No. The player flips him up. Or he gets one literally. Like it, yeah. I'm going to have to start sitting up higher because he thinks it's part of the game.
He's going
to
be so mad.
They always give me a ball.
He's going to like be like crying, walking out of the stadium. Like, why didn't I get a ball? It's like, buddy, doesn't happen often.
It's like a, what is it, Shane Gillis thing? They just assume. They're like, oh, here, little buddy.
It's almost to the point, you know how like when you get a ball flipped to you and you find like the, or not you, but people in general will find like a pretty girl to give it to. I'm going to have Cooper start doing that, but give it to like another little kid.
Hey, man, we got enough. We got enough. Yeah, spread the wall.
Get too many balls. You're going to start using them at practice.
Yeah.
He did.
Who's this one signed by? Yeah, I'll use this one.
In the backyard the other day, he was throwing a ball up and hitting it with his bat while I was mowing.
It was a
MLB ball.
Nice.
He's got so many that are just his practice balls.
They're toys.
Might as well be. Be fun showing up to practice and be like, oh, that's a MLB ball.
Yeah, Nick Castellanos gave me that.
Nice. The third one.
You shouldn't hit that one.
No, that one's in a case.
Okay.
He's not getting to that one. It's too high up.
Probably shouldn't, yeah.
I want to say thanks. I don't know where I need to aim that at, if it's going to be backwards. It's seeable. Happy birthday, Big Daddy. It was my birthday. Since the last episode.
The lady at Dunkin' Donuts.
Hold on.
Yeah.
This is the wrong donut company.
It is the wrong donut, but
yeah,
they were closed. They have specific hours because they're so special
acceptable.
With their donuts.
Then it's acceptable.
Yeah.
But you know it's bad to rep counter-sponsored products.
Let's take a look and see. Maybe there's Peace, Love, and Little Donuts inside here.
That'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be funny? Those are the churro ones.
Ooh, churro?
Do you mind if I Boston cream it?
It is my birthday, but go
ahead. Is that your favorite?
Just go ahead.
Just take it. No, I won't do it.
You've been to Boston
more
than me.
Nope.
Go ahead.
I'm not touching it. You can't force feed me that donut.
Yes, I could. This sounds like a fun thing we should do. But yeah, thanks for the donuts for my birthday.
Just eat the Boston cream.
No, it's his birthday.
No, eat it. I was joking with you.
I'm going for the churro one. So,
how do we make so many jokes on here and you still can't catch a joke?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm bad at jokes.
No, that's not.
What's wrong?
Is it stale?
Oh,
you know who would never do that?
Hold on.
Peace, love, and little donuts.
Yeah. Wait, real close to the mic so they can have the
Well, that's the crunchiest churro I've ever seen. Here, you want this one?
No. Matt said he's never even been close to getting a foul ball. I got an in-game foul ball from Scooter. Was it Scooter Jeanette? Wasn't that his name? We were right on the front row. I leaned out over, almost fell in the stadium.
That's not a real person.
Scooter Jeanette.
I'm joking.
I know, right? He was. Was he from the? Are you all right? Was he from Cincinnati?
It's good.
Or something?
I bet.
It's hard as a rock, but it's good.
Not going to say the joke.
Nope.
So there was a viral video going around of Bert.
I set one on the T earlier and nobody took it. I was so proud of all of you.
Bert Kreshner was interviewing with a news thing, and it had a famous baseball player that was inducted into the Cincinnati Hall of Fame.
Oh, I saw this. It was
Jason.
No.
What number?
I don't. It didn't have
Johnny Bench.
Pitcher. He was the first Hispanic pitcher in the Reds or something. He won a World Series.
Anyway, what is it, Rio?
No.
What year?
He wasn't like Big Red Machine. He was like early 2000s.
So what's funny about it is Bert Kreshner is talking to him.
Danny,
he goes, hey.
Danny Graves.
Yeah, it's Danny Graves.
Bert Kreshner is talking on the news. Danny Graves is sitting there. And Bert Kreshner says, I used to play baseball with Danny Graves, when I was younger. And they said, yeah, that's him. And he goes, Danny Graves? And they started talking about what high schools they went to in Florida. And he goes, yeah. He goes, dude, I used to hit off you. And then they start laughing. He goes, oh, my gosh, dude, you were so good. I remember you from when we were kids. And the lady doing the news was like, yeah, he just got inducted into the Cincinnati Hall of Fame. And he was like, no way, because he didn't know. As he doesn't follow professional sports. Yeah. He's like, did you go to college and play? He was like, yeah.
What record does he hold for the Cincinnati Reds? A little bit of trivia.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Most hit by pitches?
No.
Most hairs lost in a season?
No.
Okay.
Most closing strikeouts?
No. He's the Reds' all-time leader in saves.
Oh. Mm.
Really?
So he's a Christian. Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome.
Well done. Well done.
It's good donuts.
You need to try the churro one. Even
baseball evangelism?
We'll break it up and share it.
No. Evangelism?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
Brett
funny,
would love
because you would get your church to like pay for you to go to all
the
games.
Yeah, Brett's a evangelist.
Mm. You should have him start a fund.
I did make friends
New
with
position?
People in front of us last night.
There you go.
Aw, look at you.
They had two kids that were there. And
you get season tickets, and then you get to learn everybody around you.
No, the church needs to get the
box
pastor
seats.
Thing.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, they'll give you a free one or two.
I told just one. I told Sarah to get on that for next year.
We should do that. So, yeah, it's nice to – thank you for letting us use your basement last week.
Yeah.
Nice to have internet here, though, this week.
It was fun to have a show in there again.
Thanks for letting us out.
Yeah, that was the part that I didn't know if we would get there, if you guys were allowed to leave. But, you know, kids started crying, and I was like, well, I'll loosen the locks.
You're like, well, we got another show this week, so better let them go around 7:30 tonight.
7:30, nothing. You guys started playing my VR headsets.
Those things were so cool. And I didn't get motion sick for like the first time ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't running. It's when you're running is what makes
it. Yeah, you're right. I legitimately felt like in Iron Man movies. It's like,
oh yeah,
you reach up and move stuff.
Like, if you really got to working with it, when you lay the joysticks down, you can use your hands. The new one.
It didn't track as well, I thought, without them.
Well, it doesn't do it as well, but it's something they're working on that you can do it. Pretty neat.
I asked Sarah if I could buy one.
Yeah. She said no.
Did you get one?
No.
You can get them off Marketplace pretty cheap.
That's going to be one of those things I just buy and be like, oh, I didn't know you didn't want me to buy one.
Better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
No, he's right. He's right about that. We don't all have doctor wives, Josh.
Again, Jesus.
Will Kelly buy me one?
There we go.
I could get you one if she lets me save up an allowance long enough. Well, that's not up to her. If I don't spend my money,
I'm glad you get an allowance. Everyone should download Hell
Josh.
Divers.
I'll buy you donuts for the rest of your life every Thursday. I just might as well buy.
I think you'd save money just buying the Oculus. Dunkin' Donuts are expensive now. Way too expensive.
Everything's expensive. I paid $3.29 a gallon for gas to get here.
Thanks, Joe.
Your dad.
Thanks, Obama, still.
Oh, yeah, I meant my dad.
He
yeah.
paid for your gas. Yeah, no, thanks, Joe.
No, seriously, though. Thanks, Pops.
Dunkin's coffee is not very good tonight.
Well, I like that we got Dunkin' products. There's crap on them.
They're like, well, I mean, it is what it is.
Don't you wish that was Peace Love and Little Donuts right there in that box?
I wish it was Peace Love and
so
Little Donuts.
So much.
I didn't eat dinner, so this would be like a filling meal if it was them.
Just a box full of Skyline Chili County Donuts.
It was good. I did like the churro.
Try the churro, Joey.
Yeah, I broke a piece off so you could try
it. No mas.
I'm going to...
That's a good one.
Okay, guy doesn't break it off. He just grabs it and takes a bite
off of
it.
We just talked about double dipping.
You both already had some.
No, I broke off so we could all keep eating pieces of it. You weirdo.
I can't stand Joey on his medicine.
Don't know where I've been.
You're flying high right now.
Yeah. It's great. The first week is always nuts.
You produce better content.
I feel good.
Reach on it.
Were you there that night, Noah, when I like first tried it, like first, and we were playing basketball outside for youth group? And I was dropping shots on Seth.
Dude, you were running up, just dunking the ball.
It was ridiculous. Like, fadeaways, everything was going in.
It brings up a good point. I want to try Adderall.
Yeah.
I feel like it could unlock the Josh that's been hidden away for so long.
Do you think you have ADHD?
Oh, well, no, I've been diagnosed. I do have it.
Then why don't you have they never prescribed it?
I was
taking Ritalin when I was a kid.
These are delicious.
And I didn't like it as a kid.
Well, no, that's different, right?
Yeah, Ritalin is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I did as a kid. Huh?
You got eight of them?
I got eight.
What's one drug that you would take?
I don't know what HDs are, but I got 80 of them.
What's one drug that you would take that, like, non-habit forming? Like, I would probably...
Adderall.
Yeah, Adderall?
It's like the... What's that movie they did?
Adderall's addictive, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
probably.
100%. Yeah.
There's an Adderall shortage right now. People are going crazy. Yeah.
Kid I went to college with would...
Because it's so good.
He would crush one up and snort it.
Gets in the blood quicker.
He'd stay up all night writing his papers.
Yeah.
It was his paper.
That was his strategy.
Everyone that I've ever known
was
taking it.
I'm going to snort this Adderall, and then I'm going to get at it.
Everyone that I've ever known that has taken it, it's just like, the only downside is getting off of it.
Yeah.
Like, being on it is amazing.
During the ACT, I know a bunch of kids that, like, they were like...
Not me, but I knew a bunch of kids.
Other people.
Kids were, like, giving their friends it, and this kid accidentally took three, like, 20-gram ones. And was going nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
and he was so focused that, like, it hit 2 o'clock. He was crying at the lunch table for his grandma to pick him up.
Our wives are watching.
Hey.
How do you know?
There's only 3 viewers. Yeah.
So, when I first got these meds, there's like different, obviously different levels of like milligrams, right? I guess.
Yeah. 10, and 20, 100.
No, they're like 75s.
Oh, dang.
150s and 250s.
Yeah.
And they started me with the 250s, and those things, I took one and I didn't sleep for like 36 hours, and I was fine. Like, I went to bed because I was like, decided in my mind, I was like, I should probably sleep now. They make you forget to eat and drink. Mm. Like, you have to.
Oh, it's weight loss pill.
For some, yeah, there is a side effect, which, yeah.
Side effect.
I mean, it's just legal. It's yeah. It's like scientifically legal meth.
Yeah, it's, well, not yet. So, there's. It's like it shares a family with the pills they give like bomber pilots.
That was me.
When they have to like operate a B, what is it, the B-2 that goes all the way across the whole globe. And like, you know, they're
you
up for 30 hours straight having to like be on. So that's like a civilian version of that, basically.
Okay.
I have narcolepsy.
Yeah.
So helps me not fall asleep on driving, which helps me to
have you ever watched Deuce Bigelow?
Survive. No.
Yeah, you can't eat soup.
She can't eat soup. Fear of drowning.
I have seen Rat Race.
Rat Race, yeah. That
in
is
which
funny.
Mr.
Ooh,
Bean.
I'm going to
weed. I'm going to. He's got the key in the locker. And
he is spoiler. He's an all time great for that.
What drug?
Or can you share with us what drug it is?
Drug.
You mean
that,
tell me, you mean to think about it and I'll tell you mine?
Yeah, yeah. Skip me for a second.
Oh, what 100% drug are you going to use?
Steroids.
Which kind? There's a bunch of different. You can get kinds that make you shredded, get kinds that make you grow.
That one.
Shredded.
I'm trying to think of least impact on my body and my mind.
I want to do shreds,
but also beneficial. You got to be careful with that.
I said non-habit forming.
Psilocybin is
they're not.
It's also like shrooms
is not
like
psychedelics.
Illegal. Shrooms are the new weed.
You don't want a part of this.
Yeah, you don't want no part of this, Dewey.
There are people
it makes
who
everything
are,
funny.
Like there are people with certain diseases and stuff where like medical marijuana actually helps them. It's not like they get high. It's like they use it for pain relief.
And so bad.
It's got to be less impactful on your body than like Perks, right? Like
yeah,
opiates are killer.
They hurt you.
So
sure.
That's probably the safest call. You're not.
You shouldn't do
drugs.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah. No, this is just for topical.
Yeah, don't do drugs
on a serious.
No,
note.
Not topical ones.
I don't do drugs. Drugs do me.
On a serious note. If your loved one, because I had to think about this because my mom died of cancer, my dad, you know, had his issues.
Adam, yes.
If your loved one was dying of cancer and was like, hey, like I'm in serious pain, can you score me some gummies or would you do it?
Yeah.
If you support someone taking an opiate for pain relief, then.
No, like weed. THC.
I know. Yeah, I know. I'm getting it.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Then you, I don't understand why you wouldn't support somebody to use
in that way.
Prescribed. It, at that point, it becomes a medication.
2025 in Kentucky, medical marijuana.
Recreationally, I would not suggest that or recommend it. But
I'm
like,
just saying it like end of life type deal.
There are people, I've seen videos of people like, you know, with Parkinson's that CBD oil will, but who knows, that doesn't work for everybody. That's the hard part. But if you're,
don't
if
know
it's
unless you try.
Medically prescribed, I mean, I don't know how you could
not medically,
separate the
I'm just
two.
Saying your mom's in the hospital. So I thought about this. I'm like, okay, if my mom asked me for a gummy, I have no idea.
I was about to say, I have no clue.
How did she get a bad diagnosis? He was like, okay, how can I score some weed?
I have no idea. Someone was like, you have 12 hours to get me hard drugs. I would die. Like, oh, we're going to kill you. I would die. I have no idea.
Someone's like, hey.
Just call me, guys.
I
got you.
Yes, actually.
I will be your hookup.
That might be one of them.
Hey, I need this. It would help, I think it would help me feel better.
Adam says the oil helps a lot for people like that, THC oil.
Yeah, he's right. And you can get the benefits of it without
taste bad, though.
Without the high part, right?
I've taken CBD.
Can't they do that with shrooms, too?
What?
Can't they separate out the, what is it, psilocybin? Yeah, there are shrooms that don't make you high that just provide
benefit. Lion's mane and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, all mushrooms
there's
are meant
functional
to be.
Did you ever try
coffee? Functional, thank you. That's what I
mean. Coffee?
I've never done that yet.
Yeah,
I do have an email from it every day.
Mushroom coffee,
I want to
every
try
dose,
but not the.
No, I try to avoid. I try to avoid outside substances.
No,
it's
not like
it's functional
not like
mushrooms.
All that stuff, lion's mane.
Okay, yeah,
lion's mane, cordyceps.
Yeah.
All that different.
Yeah,
stuff.
Those are like legitimately just.
It's
like
the mud water coffee,
like plant.
Yeah, so
it's right now
instead of you should every dose is the one you want to go with.
It's like
$40 for a month.
Look up Jake Plummer's company
and they talk about it.
Yeah,
and it's like functional mushrooms or like vegetables on this.
Yeah.
Brett, what did you just do to the podcast? Why are we talking about drugs?
Antioxidants and stuff.
Yeah,
you should try every dose.
Yeah, you should try.
But it's expensive. It's like $40 for a month's worth of drinks. But the benefits of it are pretty great.
Are you talking about the pills or like the coffee?
The coffee.
It's just like a lot of people do it as a digestive.
Yep, it'll help with your
digestion.
Like
a different.
Helps with clearing brain fog.
There's got to be a better method than you can go to the hospital. And if you're not a repeat offender, it is not that like you could just get heavy pain killers.
Oh yeah,
like any of us could go tonight and just be like, oh, and like
some
you're gonna
us,
leave with painkillers.
Some of us don't even have to go to the hospital.
Nope, some of us can just have things called in for us.
Yes, and so like the prevalence of that is such a huge problem. Is such a Brett didn't want him doxed at where he works, but then throws that out there, like the damage that causes has got to be something that we need to be like investigating and trying to figure out a better
weed?
Way. No, the damage that
opioids do.
Yes,
and like how many addictions start
I
from
think
the
it's
hospital?
Pretty apparent and obvious.
And I know
it's everywhere.
I'm saying an alternative to manage
mushrooms.
Pain. I don't know if it's that.
What's the antidote?
God made it grow.
Suboxone?
That's not how that doesn't work that way.
Have you ever heard of Suboxone?
Suboxone
it's
is
just another way to get high.
That's just another drug to take you off drugs.
Yeah. That helps.
It can get you high.
Well, a lot of people get on that though and then never get off of it, which means you just substitute one addiction
same.
The other.
But is it an addiction if it's helping? It's not.
It is.
You cannot tell me that it's.
Yes, it is, because I know of people who, if you told them they had to stop taking it today, they could not do it because
they're
addicted to it.
So what's better in the long run? What's better for you, the
no
Suboxone?
Addiction.
What's better, the Suboxone on your body?
The fake addictions or the stuff that grows from the earth?
What's better for, why would I choose between two different calibers of gunshots? Like, they're both gunshots.
No.
Yes.
Depends on how sad you are.
Oh, my goodness. I'd rather you not be shot.
No, that's
you're operating from the angle that like you have to have the addiction, right?
No, I'm operating from the angle of I would rather take a pill that's prescribed to people than to do like a hardcore drug. So like out of the
two, would rather take a pill from a doctor than a hardcore drug.
Yeah, they at least have done some. I mean, we know a lot about drugs, but they're really hard on your body. And there's some medicines that are the same. But
I went to high school with a kid that OD'd on.
It was Suboxone.
There's another one.
There's another one
they use to bring people off of addiction.
Suboxone's the one I know.
There's another one.
There's still drugs. So like. It's not.
I forget you guys are so much younger than me. It's like naming off drugs that were big when I was young.
Like what? Blood pressure medicine, though.
No.
You're
it's not
fixing the issue.
It's still an opiate. Like, it's still legitimately, if you had it without the prescription, like, you would, it's a controlled substance. So, like, if you have, like, heart pills and they, like, it's not a controlled, like, I have to go every 6 months to get my sleep meds.
Right.
Because it's a, what's it called? A class something.
Class A.
Whatever, what I mean. Because it's like
classy.
A legitimate, heavy, like,
class E
medication.
Classy.
So, like,
classy.
Yeah.
It's classy.
I don't think throwing one drug at another drug is a good route for addiction prevention. But
it works for some people. It works for, doesn't work for others.
I don't think you should stay on it forever, definitely. I definitely don't, like, there are, and
that was my thought the other day.
That would be bad.
I was driving down the road and I saw a guy in a nice car smoking a cigarette. And I was like, what part? Like, I like a cigarette. Don't get me wrong. I'll go camping. Oh, I like to, and I'll be honest, I like it. And they are. But man, there's something about it that, like, ever so often it's like, man, I used to do this all the time and I regret it. And I cough and I smell bad and I'm like, ugh. But there's just that thing about hanging out in the woods or something and just having a cigarette and being like,
Bonex Broncos. I don't have that nostalgia with cigarettes.
But when I saw this, it's funny because I feel that way. But when I saw that guy smoking in his car, I was like, what's wrong with your life that you pay so much money for this car and you're an adult that knows what cigarettes do and you're smoking in a nice car?
Same thing like your house, like you smoke in your house. I don't get that.
Doesn't make sense at all.
Or he has so much money, he doesn't care.
And I've done all these things. Don't get me wrong. I'm totally a, what do you call it when somebody's a...
habitual user?
No. When somebody...
Hypocrite.
Yeah, I'm a hypocrite. The church thing.
church.
That's hilarious.
Try to use deep references. Really.
I mean, people. I've talked to people who have done hard drugs and have smoked cigarettes that said that kicking the cigarette habit was much more difficult than heroin.
Yeah, nicotine is rough.
Not the accessibility. It is slightly more acceptable, obviously, and the actual physical addiction to it. Yeah. So he could just be so addicted to it that he doesn't care.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. Like I said, I like it too, but I don't want to do it all the time or in a nice vehicle.
I've smoked one cigarette my whole life, and it was just so nasty.
It is gross.
I was like, why do people do this?
I don't think I like the smell of
a cigarette.
Yeah,
it's so gross.
Of a cigarette, not a cigar, a cigarette.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not in the boat with you boys on that one. I'm sorry. They're nasty.
Well, I mean, yeah, but, you know, some things are... Anyway.
That can be my segment, because we spent 30 minutes on
that. That was good, though. No, that was good.
I mean, hey.
I like organic conversation. I think that's good.
See,
don't do drugs.
Mushrooms and weed. Organic. It's all about the organic.
That's not what I...
It's what it all comes
homeopathic.
Back to. Don't... Whoa, hey, watch
whoa,
your mouth.
Whoa. This is a Christian
podcast.
Thought you were a preacher.
What, do you got a segment, Josh?
Sure.
Ready to get your ear holes blessed? Take it away, Josh.
Preacher Matt. I about went ahead and cussed a little bit. Is there a napkin anywhere? Oh, never mind.
Jenna, in my vault, there's paper towels.
I got
you
it.
Grab.
We're fine.
You grab him. Thank you.
No, I'm fine. I got it.
Is there a napkin anywhere?
Brett's just trying to cop a feel, man.
So
it's his birthday.
Brett Copperfield. So
what you got?
So since the draft's going on, we've kind of worked out a lot of different things about the draft tonight. Not the military draft, the football NFL draft.
Do you watch the WNBA draft?
No.
Why?
I don't like women.
Did you? Did you watch it?
I watched the first like 10 picks.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
Thank you.
Yeah. Huh.
You did?
I'm not kidding.
Are you just trying to be inclusive to everybody so that you can get...
It was on, and I was folding laundry, so I was like, I might as well just...
You're folding laundry, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, try to make his voice deep. You hear that?
Did the folding laundry make you... like, you know what? I'm going to watch
turn on the WNBA draft.
I turned it on to see... I wanted to see where Caitlin Clark was going to go and where Angel Reese was going to go. Those were the two I wanted to see. And I was like, all right, I'm going to watch until I see...
underwear.
And I started folding laundry.
I'll try these on.
And then I decided, I'll just watch for a while here. And I watched the first like 10 pictures.
Oh, this is a nice flower dress. I wonder what that feels like, too. Let me put that on real quick.
Yeah, we're making fun of you.
Yeah, we're calling you a woman. Anyway, so my draft idea. Well, you were watching
it's
WNBA.
A combination.
Yeah, it was a lot of things were adding up. And then we added some extra things onto it. So anyway, I want to do a draft. And this is going to be us versus the centers. It's kind of like Space Jam. I'm going to mix some movies up here. Kind of like Space Jam, kind of like Heavyweights, kind of like the NFL draft.
Okay.
So we're going to do it in Bible.
Speaking of.
So we're going to do our own draft, but
Raiders
it's going to be.
Brock Bowers. Oh, jerk. Sorry.
It's going to be from the Bible. So we're going to draft characters from the Bible.
The Bible.
No, the Bible. He doesn't even know how to say the Bible, right? I really think he's not a real preacher.
pull out your Bibles.
So we're going to draft characters from the Bible to do a competition from the Heavyweights movie.
Okay, so what are the divisions? What are the competitions?
Sorry. All these donuts. So anyway, we're looking at the Heavyweights competition where at the end of the movie, they have to compete against the fellow camp who is full of jocks and jerks. And so all the fat kids from fat camp have to do... a triathlon, as if it were, where they had to show their smarts, they had to show their archery abilities, they had to show their, like, what was the one, the potato sack race, they had to do a go-kart race.
The go-kart
race. They threw footballs, too, right?
They threw footballs for accuracy.
Yeah.
It was just all
we
these
had to
things.
Pick that many?
Eating competition. I think there was an eating competition on eating pies.
Hmm.
So... just these random things that are going on. We want to look at this and try to pick characters from the Bible that would be our best competitors for the fat camp.
Okay, so give me a competition and then let's do it.
We'll start off from that. I was trying to look it up online or through Reddit to see like how they were in order so that I could do it just like the movie did it. Because the very first thing I think was like the smart kid going up and doing.
That's what I remember first.
Yeah, like E equals MC squared.
Okay, he's got the guy dressed up.
So
like
we're wanting the smartest guy we can find from the Bible to compete against the center camp, Mount Hope, our old campground.
I didn't say that.
So who's going to be our smartest person? So let's throw it out.
How closely do we equate smart with wise?
Okay, Brett. So
Jesus,
Jesus.
I'm just gonna say
you
wait,
win.
Wait, I'm assuming that he's not an option for the purposes
he's in
of
the Bible.
Game.
No, for this game he's not an option
because he's the answer for every one of them.
Well, okay, Britt. So, who was the king that was super smart that prayed for wisdom?
That's what I was getting at.
What was his name?
I said Solomon.
Solomon.
I was saying, is wisdom the same as intelligence?
Apparently, because it worked for him. He was in the Bible known as one of the wisest people around.
You could argue that wisdom's different.
I'm picking him.
That's
I'm
what I was getting. David. You shut me down, and I was walking us in there. This guy.
David.
Yeah, this guy. The problem. you're saying David. No, let's save
no,
David.
No, we need to save
you think
him.
We said, okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait,
I think we hold on. We're doing this collectively.
Yeah,
not
we're
as
doing
a group.
It together.
Okay,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So next,
coffee's kicking in.
These things take about a half hour to kick in. I'm good for like the next 18 hours.
Watered down crap coffee from
Dunkin'
Donuts.
I have been on today in Helldivers, by the way. Just putting it out there, Noah. 25, baby.
So anyway, I got my soundboard fixed, by the way, too. It's going to be funny next time we play. So now we're going to do the football toss, where they have to throw it into a tire and have the best accuracy. If we remember, Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks was in Heavyweights, and that was the thing. He just got up there and... Yeah.
Goldberg shaved the balloon.
He did shave the balloon.
Goldberg spears people.
He threw that. No, Fat Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks.
I know.
Have you seen the Mighty Ducks?
No.
He's just like whistling while he's
clips of it, though.
He was the only kid that knew how to shave from the fat camp, so he did shave the balloon. Anyway, let's think of who we're going to have throw a football into the tire for this competition of Heavyweights. I'm saying David.
But he uses slings.
I'm saying David.
No.
Because he had the most accuracy of tossing something really far.
Gideon or Joshua.
Gideon? Or Why Joshua? Would you say Gideon?
Because they were both like great warriors, right? Okay. So that, and back then, you would have, if you're a great warrior, you have to know how to throw a spear. And throwing a spear is much closer to throwing a football than slinging is.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that one of them would probably have a better overhead motion.
There you go. Well, let's go with that.
Just putting it out there.
That's good. Go
I could
it.
Be wrong.
You could just let off with that instead of all that other gobbledygook you were saying.
I gotta work into it, you know?
So, yeah, that sounds good. Esau?
Let's go Joshua. Now.
Joshua?
Yeah, let's go Josh.
Well, I was wondering about Joshua.
Oh, you're going to save him?
I don't know. I don't know. Because there is a foot race that we're going to be doing where they have to actually race through the woods like cross-country style. And there was that part. David. That was that part where he stopped time.
David could be a solid pick for racing.
Was it Joshua that stopped the sun from moving? Or was it a different character from the Bible? Remember the sun stopped for like so many hours to make the battle go on?
You're putting
it was Joshua.
My brain on spot.
Pretty sure it was Joshua. If you're out there listening, you can let us know what you think it was. To.
Keep going. Go ahead, Phil.
So we're doing the football toss. You said, what was the guy that threw the spear?
Oh. Joshua.
Joshua. Gideon. Basically anybody name. That was like a...
Yeah,
I know. I mean, David was a trained warrior too, but like he's known for... it was Joshua. Joshua raises his arms, urging God to halt
time.
The sun's movement.
I just didn't know if that would come into play, that we would want to use that. Then, but anyway, so let's move on to the shaving of the balloon. Who could shave the balloon, all the shaving cream off without popping the balloon?
Oh, I got this.
Okay, go ahead.
Samson.
For shaving, because he had his hair cut and he lost his hair.
Shouldn't it be Delilah then, because she cut it?
Oh!
Yeah, we'll do that.
Touché.
It's got to be Delilah. Yeah.
That's a good. See, I didn't even mean to make that happen.
How did people shave their faces back then?
They didn't.
No, they definitely did.
They used a sword.
Greeks. Disrespect.
No, not for Greeks.
There was those one guys. There was those one spies who were punished by cutting half their beard off.
Half.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that is Delilah. That's a good pick for that.
Yeah, you won that one.
Yeah.
Then what else was it we had?
Eating competition?
There was an eating competition.
Who was the dude that was so fat that the knife
sword
was
went all the way
I
in?
Always forget his name because it's a weird name.
I know
Jehoshaphat?
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
I thought Samson would be a good one for this one because he's a big old guy. He's strong.
It's true.
He's got to eat
dude.
A lot.
He's got a big appetite in many ways.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Food, women, bloodlust. That means murder.
It was no. It was killing. There's a difference between killing and Ehud.
Ehud.
So Ehud, the big giant fat king, who
you know he can put it down,
had a knife shoved all the way through him, and the knife disappeared. Yeah, he wins that food.
That was a good sound effect.
Yeah, I feel like the Sin Camp is going to have a lot of heavy hitters for these things though. That
Wait,
we're doing.
What's the other? Are there any more competitions?
Yeah, there's plenty of competitions. Okay, there was the go kart race where they had to build their own go karts.
They're all
going to
be terrible at driving.
Yeah, because none of them. Oh, chariots.
Not the same.
Who was it that was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire?
Elijah.
They changed his name, right?
No, there's two, and they're. I mix them
anyway, it's him. He's totally the one going to do the go-kart because he was taken up in a chariot of fire. Dude was on fire. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we got something here.
It was Elijah.
Elijah.
Yeah, because Elijah saw it happen. But I always mix up which one was...
Yeah, they're hard to get straight.
They're alphabetical order, and I have to remember that between the J and the S.
The last one I'm going to do on that is a potato sack race. Who do we pick from the Bible that would win in a potato sack race? That was one of the main competitions.
What makes you a good potato sack racer?
David.
I mean,
I don't know.
But I mean, he was one of the main picks for everything.
Might not be a bad call. He's definitely athletic.
He was small.
Small. In stature. Well, when he grew up, he might not have been.
Yeah, he probably still was. Well, let's do young David then. In a nice tuxedo t-shirt.
He's right.
Says, I'm here to part.
He's right.
I'm all about the business, but I'm here to party.
Yeah. I left my flock for this. You like that one?
Is that a shirt? Because we should make that
we
a
really
shirt.
We really need to.
Did I leave my flock for this?
Yeah.
That needs to be a Podbless shirt. Write that down. That's what needs to be written
I left
down.
My flock for this? Question mark.
I left my flock for this. Oh, there's lots of other jokes there. But yeah, that was my little bit. I was running with that. I thought that was fun. To have my draft pick of church Bible, biblical church people.
That's a good one.
Not church people. Biblical people that could beat the sin camp that was known as Mount Hope Campground. That was just an inside joke. Anyway, Joey, do you have a bit?
I do.
Sit down and listen up to what Joey's got to say.
The blue writing, I cannot read it. It's that special color blue that, like, when the lights are like Christmas lights like that, they hurt your eyes. Okay, nothing cool. The Bengals haven't picked yet.
Adam said yes, but I'm not sure what he said yes to.
Okay, so we can go through this one kind of quick if we want, since we are already 40 minutes in. But
yeah, whatever.
Today, I was thinking about some good advice that I had been given that I've followed and worked out.
Yeah?
And I was thinking...
Dave Ramsey?
No, just good advice. Mm. And
no, good advice.
I didn't mean that like that. So I wanted to see, what's some of the best advice you can remember ever receiving? And then what's some of the worst advice you can ever remember somebody giving you? I feel like the worst is going to be easier to remember than the best.
Don't be stupid.
What?
That's what Dwight says. Oh, it.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Michael Scott. Oh my gosh.
I've seen that.
You got feeling it?
I'm thinking. That was my best brain cranking.
I remember my uncle when I was like 14 told me that. I guess I was asking a bunch of questions. He's like, man, just follow the money. It's always about the money. And that really has rung true most of the time. Like, unfortunately, if you have questions about why did that happen?
That's why you went into ministry.
No.
Follow the money.
It was in response to, like, I was having trouble understanding why people were doing certain things.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, just look at the money. Just follow the money. He's like, that's how.
That's what everything boils down to.
Unfortunately, that is where a lot of that goes for most. And probably 98% of the time, when there's something I don't understand happening, and then you finally figure it out, you're like, oh, okay.
You want to hear mine?
Yeah, sure.
It's kind of funny, but it's not not really that important. My dad used to tell me, you drive for show, you putt for dough.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah. Yeah, that's solid. That's good advice. No, he's right. You have to. Well, it's really that second shot that kills me, Brett.
I always think about that more than golf, for real, though.
What?
You drive for show, you putt for dough.
Yeah, how you finish matters more than how you start.
Yeah.
That's why we hit like old men.
Yeah. Hey, if you can hit 200 yards straight, you're going to play good golf on a non-professional basis.
I'm still trying to think of a good advice thing. I've had good advice given to me in the past. More so, it was a lot of people just like living their lives and being an example.
No, yeah.
Jim Nelson. Was a professor at the Bible college I went to. Still is. He's still there. But he was just an interesting guy. Mustache that puts mine to shame. Just really? Very bristly, push broom mustache. Pretty awesome.
Like tighter?
Yeah. Oh, well, just
like
no.
Like Tom
it's not.
Selleck?
Yeah, very
like,
Selleck.
Like, did it go beyond the lip?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was very, very manly.
Code.
Love the man to death. But just his life that he lived, at one point in time, he moved to Hawaii. And just found a job and drove around like Hawaii in his off time. So he would work like a construction thing, and he bought an old army Jeep and just drove it around Hawaii and just doing things like that. And don't get me wrong, back to ministry part of it. Like, he did some awesome stuff ministry wise, but just like his carefree life that he lived was so like inspiring to just be like, take everything for the fullest, you know, don't just, and when he got saved, he was like a biker. Sorry, my headphone messed up. He was like a biker, rough dude. And when he got saved, he didn't have a church telling him what to do to be better.
Yeah.
He just figured it out as he went. So, like, after he got saved, he went and picked up a hooker. And he was, like, drinking. And then all of a sudden, the Lord convicted him about it while she was in the car with him going to wherever. And he was like,
"Whoa,
hey, I'm sorry. I got to drop you off. Like, I don't know. This is what I normally did. I just feel wrong. And I'm not going to do this." She was like, "Well." He's like, "Here's money, whatever. I'm sorry for whatever." And he just
good for him.
Put her out and... and it was nobody on his shoulder as far as like a person being
no
like, hey, don't do this, don't do that. Yeah, it was just God being like,
it's the Holy Spirit knocking on the door, my man.
And him living that life was
being
like
receptive,
showed me something really powerful. And I was like, man, he's cool dude.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, very inspiring guy. My wife's watching.
Is she?
Yeah.
The other thing I don't know if anybody ever told me this, but I'm sure somebody has. But you don't get time back. So like, you might, you know, you get money for a job doing a job, but that's going to take your time. Yeah. Most of the time, the higher up you get on the financial ladder, the more time you have to spend to do that.
Yeah.
But then you don't get that time back with your family or.
Yeah. There's a trade.
Yeah. So
In the same line,
Zuckerberg's trying to shut us down. Kel, she said Facebook didn't notify her that we were live.
He's after us.
The Zuck.
Along that line would be like quantity time equals quality time.
Yeah, you're going on that road again,
dude. I love that one. Is so hey, it's some of the best advice I've ever gotten. Of like, you have to be around people. You can't just always say, hey, this is going to be some really life-changing time we spend together. Like it, it tends to just happen out of just spending a lot of time together.
True that, true that.
And then conflict is the price we pay for deepening a relationship. I say it all the time, but that's some of the best advice I've ever gotten. Like, don't be afraid of healthy conflict. Like, that's what it takes to grow, not just with other people, but in your spiritual life too. So,
and that's something I think I was thinking about earlier today, even how we... So much of our generation was like our parents were rough on us when we were younger, some of us, like getting whipped or yelled at or just, you know, seeing our parents fight and stuff like that, or I did. And like trying to like correct that as I get older, but then looking at it when I'm older and being like, wait a minute, though, that's why I am the way I am. That's why I'm conscious of this stuff. So if I'm going to be easy on my kids... Is that going to turn them into crappy people?
The opposite of,
So I'm like, should I yell at them more? Should I beat them? Well, not beat them, but you know, spank them more.
Yeah.
Just give them a little bit of a rough upbringing, because no matter how easy I am on them, they still complain. And I'm like, well, maybe I should be rough on them so they could actually have a backbone or actually have that conflict of like, oh, there's consequences. Or
yeah, you can get accountability in a lot of different ways, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be the traditional form of punishment, but it can be. There's always a way to hold. Even kids can understand accountability because they want it from you, right?
Kelly's right. She said Josh hates conflict. I do hate conflict. I hate it with all everything in me.
But it's so necessary for life, and not in like a, you should go around and fight everybody. Like that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm talking about
Kel. There's a balance.
No,
okay?
it's not even. It's like positive. Sit down. Like, hey, you know this is happening. I know this is happening. Let's talk about this so that we're both on each other's, even if we disagree, we're not trying to undermine the other one or backbite the other person. Like, let's just talk about this so that we can move forward rather than just walk around with the elephant in the room and never address it. And it's hard to do. And it causes both people to have to like set their ego aside.
Yeah.
And that anytime you're setting your ego aside, you're probably doing the right thing. Like almost always.
He said, asleep is my secret weapon. I can handle the kids so much better when I'm... She's digging at me not getting enough sleep.
Hunger is my thing. If I'm hungry...
Well, if you stopped playing video games with your friends, you'd be fine.
Yeah, just lose my friendships, that's all.
How'd you know we were going to leave you?
You should play a game.
You would. Because what is it you said?
What?
Quantity time over...
Quantity time ends up equaling quality
time. Yeah, and if I don't spend quantity time, there's no quality time.
Yeah. If we don't spend quantity time, then
so
we
guys,
can't get 380.
Kel's telling me I have to sell my PlayStation 5.
No. Oh. So see, what you do is go home and have healthy conflict. No, okay.
Wait, is she really telling you this?
No, she's not. Well, I mean,
worst advice, anybody?
Facebook to everybody in public, but get over it. Worst advice?
Ooh, Jenna said get over it. She's right.
Sometimes
that can be appropriate, and sometimes that can be not appropriate.
A lot of times, I don't have to be told to get over something. Like, My personality, I think I take a lot. Like, I can take a lot. Mm-hmm. You have to say something really, 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 really bad to really offend me.
Yeah.
Unless we're playing softball.
Or set a softball on first base while you're running toward
it. Well, yeah, that's just stupid. But
that's
why
I confront you when you do that, because I know...
The competitiveness
is... I know,
is
but you've been through some serious stuff before 25, basically. And, like, that stuff you just handle... like a champ, and then some idiot says something dumb on a softball field that means nothing to any of us. And
it's like, just the competitiveness.
Or like when some rude person just wants to throw a bard hard as they can at you.
Yes.
And you're like, just playing first
base.
Oh,
no, that was nothing. That was nothing. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, he was prepared for that. Worst advice I've ever gotten?
I don't know. I think some people just need to stay in the garage and some people need to stay in the kitchen.
That is all the information we need to know about that thought. Worst advice I've ever gotten was probably
coming from the guy who was folding laundry while watching the WNBA draft.
Which is, this is going to be a great. You didn't know what I was about to say, but this is going to be funny.
I was standing in the kitchen doing it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some of the worst advice I ever got was be less
feminine.
Be less. What was the word? I'm trying to think. Remember, it was be less transparent. I guess is what the
trans. Yeah.
Transparent.
Oh, I thought we were going down a road,
man.
Man.
The
life decisions. Talk about.
It's hard for me to not
Bill's
just
wearing
be,
off, guys.
It's hard for me to not be open and honest with people.
Yeah.
And in a position like in public, like being a pastor is, that can backfire on you pretty hard because man. People get access to your life in ways that they might not normally get.
Right.
And I understand that can cause harm. To myself, probably, but yeah. I don't know how else to be, and I don't want to be fake at it. So
I've always heard be all you can be.
So I just kind of let that in one side out the other. And,
yeah.
But
the worst advice I ever got was, it's gonna sound like
worse
wrong.
Than it is.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's not.
No, I get the sense already.
No, it's go into like a meeting hot. I was gonna say go in hot. Oh yeah. Gosh.
What does that mean?
Like you're going into a like just going to a meeting already at a 10. You know what I mean? Like have your stuff
ready, oh like be on. Say. Like be ready. Yeah. Be yeah. prepared. Be prepared.
But you don't need to do that in every meeting. Like
Lanking?
I've never seen it.
Oh. That was part 2, huh?
I don't remember, man.
Anyway.
But I've learned to match intensity in meetings.
Ooh, yeah. Match intensity.
Yeah, so you go in cool, calm, collected, and then
as soon as someone gets riled up, you
match that intensity because if not, so they're gonna think they can walk on you.
I have a theory that most people that get riled up want you to get riled up with them, and so I like to keep level and allow them to see the ridiculousness of their escalation. And then bring them back down.
The other thing
show
is
that this is better.
Your profession is a little bit different than mine. So
that's true.
That I mean,
people will yell at me.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
I feel I have to come back 110% when my kids come at me. My profession.
No such thing as 110%.
You just made me think about like a church full of UFC fighters would be pretty fun.
Oh my goodness!
You have to respond different than I can.
Why?
Why do you have to?
Yeah. Well, why can't you respond the same way?
Well, I can, but I choose not to because...
There we go.
You've heard the stories from his work. Yeah. I mean, it's like, no, you do have to do that.
Yeah.
You don't.
You're going to get walked on if you don't. In my work, you are.
You can, and
in my profession.
What do you trade for that? You know, it's all questions, but I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong. I don't know what I'm talking about directly, but...
Kelly just keeps coming at me. She says, what about when it comes at you, Josh? I'm just like, I scream back at the kids.
No, what about when she comes at you?
Oh.
She said I.
Like I back down every time. Yeah.
That's a good. No, that's not a bad call.
Yeah. I let her beat me up emotionally.
Are you a stonewaller?
Yeah. 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 If conflict comes at me, I usually shut up until I can think about what to say properly. Because sometimes it'll be like, hey, say something. I'm like, give me a minute.
That was so good.
But usually I'm like, give me a minute because I want to think of the right thing to say.
And Kelly's not.
Well, I mean, she's just a normal person.
Yeah. Well, because Christina's a bit of a stonewaller and I'm not. Mm. So like when we're going back and forth, I'm like,
she'll get quiet.
Can you respond to me? She's like, hold on a second.
Yeah. So the same way. Yeah. I want to think about what I'm going to say so I don't escalate the situation. Because if I say the first thing that comes to my mind, it's not going to come out good.
Have you seen the clip, like, always say the third thing that comes to your mind?
There you go.
If you want your relationship to last.
Yeah. Bro, if I say the third thing, we're going to get off topic.
My arguments are so much better when, like, after the fact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have time to think about your responses and your arguments.
I love the pressure and the, like, I practice worse than I play, like, when it comes to sports and things like that. Like, I like when it counts the most. So I tend to like in the moment you have to come up with it, like the pressure of that tends to make me better. Yeah. Tends to, not always.
But yeah.
We always like when Sarah and I are in a spat, we'll call it a spat.
Good word.
We always, we, since our, I think it was one of our, what did we do? 10, you did the same marriage counseling as I did because it was a Pastor Scott. The 10 commandments of your marriage or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that one of the things in the, yeah, is yeah. the how to save the your rules. Marriage before it starts. Yeah,
that'd
yeah.
be a good podcast segment.
What?
You're supposed
ten,
to, through the marriage counseling.
10 commandments of your
marriage. Yeah, yeah. That's what you're supposed to do through the counseling and then you keep it.
One of them that we had, that we started was we're not going to go to bed angry. So there no matter go. What we, no matter what we're arguing about, we're.
There's so many things.
So many jokes cranking around. Yeah.
Yeah, Kel, yeah. I get that. She says when she's upset, she wants to, I'm the same way. I want to talk about it now. Because if I don't, it's gonna literally eat at me until we do. And so like my life is not normal. Until
this is why Christina and I get along so easily. Yeah, we get each other. Like, like you do something and I'll look at her and I'll be like, yeah. Gotcha. I feel you. I understand what you're going through.
I get it.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I like giving compliments when I get angry.
Giving compliments?
So hold on. This one is
backhanded compliment.
If you just said something to me and ticked me off, I'd be like, Brett, I really like your facial hair today.
The best thing you can do if you're driving.
Like, why would he say that?
If you're driving.
Look, exactly. Somebody, you're just in your head already.
You're driving. Somebody cuts you off and they flip you off while they do it. Drive up next to them and smile and wave back at them. You will get the most irate human being back at you. Yeah. Smiling and waving.
And like you're not doing nothing wrong. It's
dude,
the funnest part.
People get so mad at that.
I generally never come back at people. I'm always like, oh, sorry. That's usually what I'll roll my window down and be like, sorry. Even though they don't care.
Next time, just smile and wave.
Well, I mean, it's kind of what I'm doing.
You're going to get a gun pulled on you.
Yeah.
Why? For smiling and waving?
Yeah. They're like, whoa, easy there, fella.
Hey, smug little fella. How about an extra hole in your body?
Well, that's illegal, sir.
Oh, yeah, that stops him.
Your smile won't be so pretty with 9 millimeters in your mouth.
Depends. I mean, 50 got shot. Like, how many times?
How much was that measure? 9 millimeters.
That?
Man measurements.
Not even that.
Man measurements.
So, should we go into your segment or do you want to go into the Pod Bless segment?
No, I think Brett's is good.
No. We're not doing my segment.
We're not?
Yeah, the drugs was my segment.
Oh, all right, we'll save it for next week. Then. There you go. Now you got one for next week.
Gotta bank these suckers.
Ooh, tune in next week for Brett's segment.
Let's go into a Pod Bless.
Pod Bless your heart.
Whoa, look at that guy.
What's up?
You guys are supposed to fill that a little bit.
Oh, I thought we did.
Oh, hey, yeah. Be careful with the ads on the side. You never know.
They can't see it.
They can't see what we see. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's right.
Golly, you're nice. At the table all right, read it.
Disturbing footage. Which one were we going with?
I thought Noah was reading it.
Well, he moved it down to where I can't see the... Oh, I was reading the headline.
Disturbing footage shows.
The video has nothing to do with
chuckling,
the story.
Chucking slushies at pedestrians. Disturbing footage has emerged from Kentucky police chucking slushies at unsuspected pedestrians in a low-income neighborhood. In scene straight out of the show Glee.
I've never seen that.
I've seen it, but I don't remember that. Footage released by the Louisville Metro Police Department this week shows former officers, Flynn, 40, and Brian Williams, 36, driving around in an unmarked vehicle in their uniforms and chucking large slushies at people on the sidewalks.
What?
In the video, the cops are seen cruising down Berry Boulevard in South Louisville. When they say South Louisville's pretty rough. When they spot a woman walking down the sidewalk in the rain. Oh, she was in the rain too, and they just...
That doesn't matter. She's just going to get more wet.
As the car slows down, an officer can be seen asking the woman, "Hey, baby, you got any change for a dollar?" Then when the woman turns towards them, the cop yells, "How about a drink?" As he tosses the contents of his cups at the woman. The two cops then speed away laughing.
He doesn't even toss the cup. He just goes like a...
Yeah. Whoosh. There's no way they're sober doing this,
what
right?
kind of mission?
I mean, they were in uniform.
There's no like way this. They're sober okay. doing this.
Yeah. Another video shows the officers...
Oh, it gets more aggressive.
the officers approaching a different woman in the Park Hill neighborhood. As they get closer, one of the cops can be heard saying, "She going to get this."
Blank.
Yeah. She's going to get it all. She's going to get all of this. as he lifts a large beverage.
Scroll.
At least one case of victim was knocked on the ground by the assault. That must have been that video from the beginning.
If a cop came up
and, he's texting.
If a cop came up and did this to me, I'm still laying on the ground.
Oh, dude.
My neck, my back. My neck and my back.
I kind of want to charge at the cops because, like, if you just committed a crime against me, I can retaliate and you won't do nothing.
No, that's not how that works. No, you pretend you're injured.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm allergic to red dye 40, and that's a red slushy.
My back's hurting.
Dude, I'm out like a light bulb.
Those were just some of the 24 unique incidences in which Flynn and Wilson 24? Chucked ice cold drinks at pedestrians between 2018 and 2019.
They spent at least $30 to do this. To
these
people.
Idiots left their body camera on.
Yeah, they filmed it, and they were probably sharing that footage with their friends.
This is like Super Troopers, like the meow.
Scroll down.
That's what the next line said. The officers would then share the videos they took with their colleagues in group messages and show them during their breaks.
At least five other officers were temporarily suspended for their roles, such as helping to film or drive and failing to report. But they were allowed to keep their jobs.
Well, I mean.
But it happened again in 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
They kept the tradition going.
So you're just sitting around one night. It's just you and your partner, your boy.
There's a video. Oh, no.
Is it a video? Okay, open it. Open it.
It's the guy on the bike.
No, mute the camera. Or mute the.
Oh, it shouldn't pull through.
No, it's just a slideshow. It's
I thought this is just some dumb prank. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's the cops.
Oh, that's not a good.
Oh,
it just shows them photos of them chucking.
Hold on. Let me read that quote real quick. I thought this is just some dumb prank. That specialty units do, and everybody says, "Yeah, this is just what cops do: drive around to protect and serve."
It makes them seem more undercover that way,
and throw slushies.
Like,
on people.
Cops wouldn't do that; they're jerks.
Wow,
that's crazy. 100% would have been cut it.
Go down the room, my mouse is.
Y'all need to use the slow-mo feature.
That's what the sergeant said.
Wow.
Hey, Bengals are on the clock, by the way.
Heyo.
Oh man.
At least three other 9th Mobile officers were involved in the text. Yeah, keep going down. Not disciplined.
Dude.
So this
they were all part of an elite squad for preventing drug and gun crime.
That's good. I mean, hey, it's a hard job. I think sometimes after doing this hard job, you kind of snap a little bit. I mean, they weren't shooting people or arresting people. They're just chucking ice drinks at them. Yes, it sucks.
So
way better than making people not breathe and shooting them.
That's true.
If the roles are reversed and I call a police officer over to my car and say, "Hey,
you're getting
take
arrested.
This," I'm getting arrested
for assaulting an officer.
If you speed away
you're
fast enough,
jail.
You're probably going to catch the back end of the 9.
Didn't work for Morgan Wallen, that's for sure.
Or the
40. Hey, you better not get pulled over and have an acorn fall next to your car. Did you guys see those?
Saw
videos?
That.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, saw that.
That was crazy. No, he didn't actually. That's the scary part.
Kelly
all those shots
who did the Bengals
didn't hit anybody.
Wow, she knows more about
nobody
sports
yet.
She does.
Nobody yet.
She's like, "I hope they draft that defensive end out of it." Yeah.
She has like all this information about it.
Josh is like, "Does he play right field?"
Home run.
We have to bless somebody.
Yeah, who are we going to bless in this situation? I guess everybody in South Louisville?
Yeah, let's go the entire region of the town because...
I mean, it needs some blessing.
Your cops are either... No, never mind. That's political.
Only in Louisville.
Yeah.
Breonna Johnson?
Yeah, they're either breaking into the wrong place and killing people, right? Or they're throwing...
They said in the 2018
that's what happened.
They called it Slushy Gate.
Slushy Gate.
And this was just 4 months ago it happened again.
I always thought it was crazy when they'd be like,
"Oh,
we got the wrong address."
Oh, wait, it happened 4 months ago?
No, this it happened 4 months ago is this article. Apparently in 2018, Slushy Gate.
That's what I was reading about there.
They said that guy...
I've seen that.
You never done a desk pop?
I've seen that one.
I know that reference. Oh.
All right. Someone said,
"Who'd they get, Brad?"
Hey, South Louisville.
Pod bless your heart, sweetie.
DeLon Turner?
No, wouldn't it be funny if one of them turned around fast enough to catch it and
Dallas
chuck it back at him?
Edge rusher?
Like
so
they threw it out the window
trade
and caught it.
Well, I mean.
Oh, no, that's the Vikings. Who did the Bengals get?
I think it's great social interaction. Nobody just gets a joke.
Right.
Like,
It can be fun. I mean, like I said, it's better than getting shot or, you know.
Better than eggs. They're arrested. Gonna be a lot worse.
Is it wrong for me to want my police to not shoot me unjustly and not throw slushies at me?
My house got egged.
You're asking way too much.
The house I used to live in got egged, and that stuff was so hard to wash off. You couldn't get it off the brick. It, like, molded to it and stuff. It's pretty bad.
I know someone that got your yard forked.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was.
I've done that.
Funny. Not when you have to clean all of them up.
No. Well, no. You know what's not funny? Rubber bands. In the driveway. That's not funny.
They did that to you. We used to saran wrap each other's cars.
I wasn't part of that.
I still have rubber bands from that.
You don't even live there.
I picked them all up and put them in a bag.
When I was
way
a youth,
to recycle, do you
you're
want
welcome.
A cookie?
When I was a youth leader at the Nazarene Church back home.
Do you want a bounty for picking them up?
Hey, Josh talking.
What?
Never mind.
You were a youth pastor from...
I got you, Josh. I got you. Go ahead. No, I got you, bud.
Hey,
conflict.
Peggy.
Conflict.
when I was a youth pastor at a Nazarene church in East Kentucky, we had a turf war with the Baptist church in town, and we would sneak by and saran wrap each other's cars. Yeah, we'd put mustard and whipped cream and stuff
on. So mustard in the correct heat can take
paint off
cars.
So
you got to be careful.
Shaving cream as well.
Protein powder does too.
Whipped cream. Whipped cream molds really quick, too. It'll mold up.
Whipped cream smells almost immediately.
On the windshield.
That is the worst.
No, the best one is peanut butter under the door handle.
Yeah, we did that.
See, I've been told I take pranks too far. No, like, you'll sit there and, like, do something stupid to me, but, you know, when I egg your house.
The best one is water in the gas tank.
Sugar.
Noah eggs houses with ostrich eggs, though, so, like, that's the problem.
We put rocks.
$17 a house.
We put rocks in a gas tank once at a lawnmower. That was funny.
Remind me to tell you the joke.
I saw the gleam over
about,
your eyes.
Like, I'm the next person that really gets me going, they're getting Jello down their gas tank. I just want to see if it works.
You should not say that.
Yeah, it's incriminating.
Wow. Because if you do it now,
I'm gonna put Jello in my gas tank and be like, Noah,
this is evidence.
He said it in a video,
but now you said it too, so you're screwed.
Yeah, I'll do it in yours.
We'll delete it. Wait. We have control of it. It's like, oh, it glitched. Didn't record that part.
That's gonna be my topic for next.
Oh, we're over an hour in. That was fun.
We've been over an hour in 15 minutes.
Can we sit down and we should look up the world record for the longest podcast?
It's definitely
over
multiple
24
days.
Hours,
yeah, people commonly do like 24
because they have
hours
the live
straight.
Streams and all that stuff.
Let's do it.
We would kill
each
other.
Let's do it.
Right now?
No.
For 200.
200
for episode 200.
I think that would cause that conflict that Kelly loves so much.
What?
Oh, I'm gonna sleep.
You're gonna sleep during
time.
It.
Yeah,
I like that. Mr. Beast gave $10,000 to a guy streaming himself sleeping
while he was.
I watched a Mr. Beast video where he drew like a big giant circle.
Yeah,
and put a house in it, and the guy had to live there for 100 days.
Those are fun.
That seems really simple
for $500,000.
It's not.
It's not. He almost quit multiple times.
Yeah.
Hold on. What's in the house? Is it like internet?
No.
It had
everything he needed. Water, bathroom.
But
then
like
there was kids.
Day 50, he came in and split the house in half. Cut it in half.
And he had to live in half of the house with a big giant gaping hole.
You wouldn't miss your family? Like,
oh, of course I would.
Yeah, that's why he almost quit.
$500,000?
Have you not watched Mr. Beast videos?
I've seen a couple.
That's the first one I've ever seen. They're getting more intense.
Pick us in. Also, Josh, you better be careful what you say with Kelly watching. She might take away your camping trip.
That's true.
Are you going camping? When are you going camping?
Can't talk about it online, but yeah, I'll tell
you. I apologize, yes. Hold on. Let's stay on. Technically.
Joey, you weren't invited, obviously.
Were you invited?
No, not at all.
Okay. No, it's the same crew every year.
Bengals pick is in. We got to do this. Uh-oh. Verifying.
I do know
what happened.
That got invited.
Something online driver. What's happening?
What?
To the computer.
We're talking about the Bengals. It's
OneDrive. We're fine.
You're good. That's a Word document thing. Man, I hate when they say the pick is in and they take 20 minutes to get to the platform. Like, let's go.
I guess we can't technically talk about it.
Oh.
What? The draft?
Yeah.
Technically, you're right. Like, you're not supposed to live broadcast. We're not broadcasting.
Yeah.
This is before.
Well, you can't, like, watch an NFL game and do play-by-play, even if they can't see it.
Well, this is not a play-by-play.
Wait, are they on the clock, or is the pick in?
No. Pick's in.
Let's boot. Hey.
Hold on. Let's.
Let's boot Roger.
Chill.
Everybody pick who.
I have no clue who's been picked.
Yeah,
I don't
know names.
Here we go. They take a quarterback.
Another quarterback in the NFL.
Running back.
In the year has been, I can't read good. A lineman, I read that. Needs a lineman.
Brett Dickman.
The 18th pick in the 2024.
I mean, I'll take Georgia offensive lineman all day.
The Cincinnati Bengals pick.
I'll take Georgia offensive lineman all day.
He ought to be. He's a lineman.
They don't look
NFL.
Too happy.
Don't you mean they don't look too happy? No. 2 years of national champion? I'll take it.
He's crying because he's so happy.
Amarius
Mims.
Wow.
Mims. You guys remember the band Mims?
Did not allow a sack in 372 career pass blocks.
Hey. I'll take him. I'll take him. Joe Burrow just got real happy. Man. Didn't allow one?
Didn't allow one.
He only started braces? 8 games. Has he got braces?
Huh. That guy is 6'8".
Zero sacks allowed in 774 snaps. That
did it say 6'8", 370?
I believe it did, sir. Yes.
He's a happy kid.
He's a large man.
He's a well-fed kid.
Well-fed kid.
Yeah, he's huge.
Why is George... Why is...
What?
The Raiders drafting Brock Bauer.
I don't know, man. Let them do their thing.
Let's end this show. It's riveting. Stuff for everybody. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Boom.
Hopefully you got your heart blessed for being out here and tuning in with us, listening or being a part of the live every Thursday night from Facebook and YouTube and Twitch. If you want to be a part of that, get in here with us. And we'll be back here next Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Nothing going on?
Nope.
Be the 1st of May.
As long as I know.
Or first of
Lord willing.
Lord God willing, hellfire and the creek don't rise, as
preach
we always
it,
said.
Brother. Preach it.
Oh, but yeah, that's all I got.
I don't have anything else. You good, Brad?
Yep.
Okay. I'm Joey.
I'm Josh.
I'm Brett. He's Noah.
And this is Pod Bless.
NFL draft, baby. I'm so excited.
Never heard that guy's name before he got drafted.
Meme.
Now he's my favorite player.
Memes. Yeah.
Hey, Amarius. Amarius is a cool first name.
Memes is a cool last name.
Probably Mims.
Mims.
M-I-M-S. Music is my favorite.
Memes are fun. That's it.